Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in Bob Hamilton from the National Weather Service this morning. Bob, first, the flood watch, we understand, has been extended.
Yeah, it's extended for a few more hours just to cover the risk for any of the ice that's going down the Niagara River that could possibly, you know, cause some jams or maybe some backups with the intakes.
Yeah, explain what happened yesterday. The winds really pushed the lake, the ice from the lake, right?
Winds that are so strong it can push the blocks of ice up and over the
ice boom?
What do you call it? The ice boom, thank you. Yeah, you can get winds that will push the ice up and over that. And if you get enough ice go down the river, it could jam up the intakes of the power station there at the falls, and it could cause some issues. So it's just precautionary. It's nothing that's imminent or, you know, that we have hard concrete data for, but something that you have to you know, put watches out for just in case something like that were to happen.
I saw yesterday morning, when we were still on the air, a gust of 60 miles an hour recorded. When all was said and done yesterday, what were some of the strongest winds we saw?
Well, most areas had 60 to 65. I mean, there was one area that had a gust of 75 in the Batavia, right around Batavia, between Batavia and Rochester. So most areas had 60 to 65, but it really wasn't the gust that did it. It was the high sustained winds. Most of the wind events we get around here, you're looking at average wind speeds of about 30, 35. And yesterday we had average winds of 40 to 45. So it was more the average wind speeds and not so much the gusts, although you saw that when you had trucks overturned.
Yeah, I'm going to say, was this damage kind of consistent with the winds that we had? We had trucks overturned, lots of trees down?
Yeah, I mean, something we experience here every winter. I heard one person on the news say they haven't seen anything like this in like 20 years, and I'm thinking, what happens every year? I mean, if you think back to last March, we had a train overturned. So it happens every winter. We probably average 3-4 high wind events per winter here. It's a windy place. We get lake effect and we get strong winds, and every winter you're going to get trees down and, you know, you'll get the occasional truck overturned. It's just what you're going to deal with in the lower Great Lakes.
Now, a lot of that wind you're talking about seems to have settled down. Has it settled down for good, or are we talking about it maybe coming back within the next couple days?
Well, the winds are continuing to die off today. You'll see winds, you know, 15 to 25 during the morning hours, which is, you know, typical winds here in the wintertime. But to be a system go by to our north during the day tomorrow, and that could produce winds of 40 to 50 again across the region. But that'll be a far cry from what we had yesterday. So, yeah, you know, we may end up issuing more headlines for the winds tomorrow, but not to be mistaken, this is not a repeat of yesterday.
Okay, but we do have to deal with some snow showers. Will we see any accumulation?
Doubtful. Right now the surfaces are still fairly warm. There'll be some snow showers around early this morning, especially north-northeast of Buffalo, and then some snow later tonight and tomorrow. That could add up to an inch or so, but we've had over 100 inches this year, so I don't think that'll be an issue.
All right, Bob, it's been great talking with you, catching up on a windy, wacky day throughout western New York.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.